The National Enquirer sparked outrage for publishing a photo of Whitney Houston in her open casket on the cover of their latest issue.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely shameful.
Outrage today over Whitney's open casket photo. From New York at The View, to the L.A. premiere of John Carter, to the Essence Black Women in Hollywood luncheon, to CBS This Morning host Gayle King, who was a guest at Whitney's funeral.
I say shame on the National Enquirer for doing it. Shame on us for buying it. You know, the bigger question is, how did they get the picture? Clearly, somebody, it was sold for money. Very few people had access to that room. So you figure family members, and I hope and pray it wasn't a family member. I don't think it was. Security people, and people that work at the funeral home. And because the access was so restricted, they will be able to figure out who it is.
I think the salaciousness and the, it shows who aren't real journalists, you know? And if people bought it, shame on them.
I just think that's disrespectful to someone's family.
An issue that should be left up to the family and her loved ones, and I don't think it should be made a public spectacle.
Jordan Sparks co-stars in Whitney's final film, Sparkle.
The funeral was beautiful. I'm really glad I got to be there, and it was a gift that I got to know her for as long as I did. Some saddened me greatly, and she was a huge inspiration, and what she achieved was quite remarkable.
The big concern, Bobby Christina's reaction to knowing her mother's last photo has been made public for all the world to see.
Imagine, you can't walk in any store without seeing that picture.